brother.
Oh,
what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
Doing all right, Earl. The weather's a bit of a downer, but we're hanging in there.
Well, I think, let me see if I have this right. The weather outside, it's frightful.
Right? It looks like freaking Christmas.
It is. And I can tell you that coming in this morning, it was horrible on the highway. With the wind blowing, the rain, the snow, you know, they certainly hadn't salted because I don't think anybody expected it to be the slush that it was, but, you know, people driving 70 miles an hour. And I know that, you know, just because it says you can drive 70 miles an hour, you certainly are not using common sense as I'm, you know, people are passing me and I'm doing 60 and I just got a brand new set of tires. And, you know, and I've got a pretty heavy vehicle and so, you know, I'm comfortable in the vehicle I'm driving that it's built to kind of deal with that kind of weather. But I'm watching people with smaller vehicles that don't have wide tires and a heavy vehicle, and they're just flying. And I'm doing all I can. I tell you what, you know, I don't know how people can drive trucks, and I don't know how they can drive over the road. It takes a special kind of individual who has the responsibility of a huge killing machine, which is what a truck is, to drive that thing and to stay inside of the lines and to, you know, keep your head in inclement weather. When people in smaller vehicles don't understand it, and they're driving, you know, as if somehow, you know, they've got more power than the truck. The guys driving and women driving trucks are very skilled people. We don't think about it, or we don't talk about it much in the society. Nothing could get moved in this country. Nothing, and I mean nothing, without those truckers. The number one mode of moving things in this country is not airplane, it's not train, it's not trains, it's not ships. It is trucks. So wherever, you know, the product comes in to this country or is moved, it's moved by trucks and trucking. The number one mode always will be. There'll never be a time in this society when you won't need trucks and people to drive them. But when there are people who have no respect at all for the size of a truck, you know, I was watching people who are afraid to pass the trucks. And whenever I'm on a highway or anywhere, I'm always getting past the trucks. There's no way I feel comfortable. I don't know who the person is driving the truck. I don't know how long they've been on the road, but I do know it's inherent danger when you are driving next to a semi-trailer that is akin to a tank and will crush anything in its way. I don't care if your vehicle weighs 3,000 pounds. It is no match for semis. And I'm telling you this morning, the weather was so horrible. And yet people just disregard that. And I'm sure that by now that has improved. I even see here in Waukesha that, you know, they've got the salt trucks out. I'm sure across the state now. They probably had the salt trucks out now. They probably, you know, had put them away thinking you're going into April, that this is something we wouldn't have to do anymore. But this is not really snow that's outside. It's if it wasn't so warm, meaning above freezing, it can't be above freezing if there's snow. But it's right there. It's hanging around 35, 33, 32, and it's like ice. And so, you know, people really have to be careful while they're out on the roads. You really have to be careful, especially if you're on the highways. I'm going to tell you now, if you have to leave, leave a little early. I'm sure that, again, they're in much better conditions than they were when I was coming in. But a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. And one of the things, where do I want to begin? Democrats. And Democrats are in trouble, in serious, serious trouble. You know, for these midterms, and maybe in worse trouble than they were in when Barack Obama was president. Democrats are so divided. You've got moderate Democrats. You know, you've got progressive Democrats. And there just has not been a coming to Jesus moment for progressive Democrats and moderate Democrats. Progressive Democrats really like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others, you know, they see things differently in their beliefs, and what they're looking for out of the Democratic Party is different than my generation. And part of it is the fact that, you know, those progressive Democrats wound up voting for Joe Biden reluctantly. They really didn't want to see Joe Biden. It was more a guy like Bernie Sanders who understood that we had to have major changes and that the focus in the society needed to be on people and not on all the other things that, unfortunately, moderate Democrats don't see. And so that has only gotten worse as things under Joe Biden have gotten progressively worse. And as I said the other day, it's hard to blame Joe Biden for all the things that have gone wrong. You know, he attempted through his Build Back Better plan to address many of the issues that progressives wanted to happen. And so it wasn't his fault that all the Republicans in the United States Senate voted nay to the Build Back Better plan. And unfortunately, two progressives, Democrats, voted no. And based on those things, it has been disastrous first year and a half for President Joe Biden. And as you look at the upcoming midterm elections, you know, in 2010, the Democrats lost a record. More at that time, more than 60 seats in the House. And there's, you know, a possibility, a strong possibility, that they may lose even more this time around. And, you know, you look at all the different things that are happening. Number one, the inflation that is not going to change between now and the fall, no way possible that's going to change. The fact that, you know, the oil prices, which are really a real issue, You know, initially I didn't think it was a big deal. It didn't impact me so much. And, you know, when as the prices start escalating, you just go ahead and you just buy your gas and you don't allow it, if you're fortunate enough, to become an issue in your life. Again, if you are fortunate enough that you can still afford to buy gas and not change your routine. Well, now, you know, I can afford to buy gas, but am I changing my routine somewhat with where I go and what I do? Yeah. You know, when you are spending, you know, I would say over $100 a week for gas, you are really starting, that's really starting to become a real significant issue. 100 or 120, 130. I mean, you think about that. That is just an unbelievable burden for people who struggle and live on the margin. Anyway, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.